Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
If you didn't get to tune in for it, like I didn't, the day we find out just how long the Wisconsin Volleyball NCAA Tournament first round game preview show, pregame programming, actually lasted. Edition. In the words of the great American orator Jeff Hafley, who in their right mind is disrespecting Micah Parsons? I say, LeBradford Smith edition. And the previewing Packers-Bears Sunday Lambeau Field 3:25 kickoff. Set your VCRs edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which is what I use because those jerks at Spotify won't get their act together. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson, after I'm sure an arduous evening as the Badgers sweep Eastern Illinois.
Crushed
in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, and from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason, and I sent you guys a text today. I don't label every weekend, every Packer game. Some Packer games are more important than others, and you know, there's some that need a motif. And there's some that are just, let's go play, let's win, let's put our lunch pail, let's get in the car, and let's go home. This isn't one. What did I text you, boys? Jason?
You texted me on the private talk and text line, and we have a few group texts. You're big on alliteration. You're an alliteration,
like alliteration
guy.
I like
you're
acronyms
all in on
better.
Alliteration.
Acronyms are my favorite, and you know
sure.
Where that all started.
Analogies, acronyms,
no.
Alliteration.
Dale Earnhardt.
You're an A guy.
I like all those things, yes, but if I can acronymize, if that's a word, I enjoy doing that. And I appreciate Dale Earnhardt for being a part of that starting process back in 1998. RIP to three. But what did I text you, boys? Today.
You texted us a two-word description of what Sunday's game shall be. You are calling it, and you're already making the t-shirts, Springboard Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It's Springboard Sunday at Lambeau Field. If you're not there, you better be dead or in jail. And if you're in jail, break out.
That's from a Simpsons episode.
Wow.
From a Simpsons episode.
Are you a Simpsons guy?
Not really,
now,
but I remember
that.
I wouldn't say I'm a Simpsons guy.
Show.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't say that. But there's a great scene where they're promoting something, and they do that. That's the voice they use.
No, it's where he walks in the back of the hedge. Simpsons are two gifts to me. Where he walks in the restaurant, puts his hat on, walks back out,
Grandpa,
and then when
yeah.
he eases himself back into the great hedge
no.
of shrubs.
No,
those
there's
are
also
the two things.
The cake that says "at least you tried," and then Bart drops it in the garbage.
Yeah, that's one.
A chalkboard. He's got the chalkboard where you write whatever. But the two gifts that are in our vernacular is the shrub and the walk out the restaurant
shrub.
As he just walked in.
The Simpsons have created thousands of episodes over multiple decades, and you're
Jesse, what are the most known
gifts?
Yes. Tell me two gifts more popular than those two.
It's one of the longest running TV shows of all time. And
don't care. Tell me.
This feels like a good opportunity for Mark Homer Tauscher to recede into... the shrub with this take.
We had a text the other day on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talking text line saying that our trivia contestant sounded like Duffman, and I thought it was hilarious, but I didn't want to put it up because I didn't think you would get the reference, but it turns out Jason's a big Simpsons guy, and he would have known exactly what the reference was.
Well, Matt Groening and I share a birthday.
It's kind of eerie how much the Simpsons predict correctly, too. Like, they have been on way too many things, so it makes you think about this whole PSYOP and everything else, but that's neither here nor there. Those two gifts are the biggest Simpsons.
This is,
if
this
you
is
ask
all,
the casuals.
This is
the casuals.
This is all my fault. 100% on me. That's the voice that like promoters use for like not the Iola car show necessarily, but certainly like when a monster truck thing comes to the local arena. They're mimicking that voice in that scene.
Let me tell you something. You'd be the last cat on earth that'd go to a tractor pull.
We
or
did
a monster truck.
We went to it. Yeah, we
no
went to
way.
One at the Rush Center.
You
know,
did not.
You didn't like it. You didn't like it.
No, I didn't. No doubt. It was
okay,
so loud.
Yeah, that is like the last thing you'd ever do. Other than
well,
maybe get a chainsaw and go start logging.
It was a mistake. Maddie, who I think was six at the time, ran like Forrest Gump out of her seat, down the stairs, and out of the arena with Paula and I chasing her, and I'm carrying Sydney because the noise was so loud. And so that was we have not been back to a monster truck jam ever since. But if that's your jam, good on you. Again, we are way, way, way off base here. Tausch has come up with a name for Packers Bears, and we are now discussing Simpson gifts. So let's get back to where we were for Springboard Sunday.
Okay, I will, but I want both of you to acknowledge that in the internet world, the gifts related with The Simpsons, which as Jesse has pointed out, the show's been on air for 30-some years, those are your two main go-to gifts from The Simpsons.
I love you like a brother. I do. Your myopic worldview on certain things... Like
myopic,
the ridiculousness.
I don't
yesterday,
think you know what that word means.
Of wanting very narrow focused.
He's a word
the fact
guy.
That the idea that you thought it was a good idea that Wisconsin should have played first at 4:30 because it fit your schedule better.
No, it's not.
Was
preposterous. I didn't care. I was gonna watch. No, don't look. It wasn't for me. It was for our casual fans. Go ahead. You can.
If you
yeah,
have
I took
a normal job. Not like ours, but like a normal, like not working 9 to 5. A 4:30 tip is not good for you if you're a casual. You're still at work.
It didn't
then you
start.
You got to commute
at,
home on the Beltline.
It didn't start at 4:30.
What time?
Jesse, what time did that UNC game start?
4:30.
It did start.
You don't
at
say.
Mm-hmm.
Can we please?
Yeah, I would
can
disagree
we please?
With that too.
I
would disagree with that too.
So you
that.
Basically took issue with the entire setup of the first round matchups.
It ain't even on TV. They streamed it. It wasn't on like the big ESPN or
Plus.
Fox. It was on ESPN Plus. So, I don't want to relitigate the volleyball cable guy matchup. I'm not doing that today. I was right. You guys feel like you were right.
Myopic.
We all understand money makes the world go round. Tickets are in the barn, man. The hay was sold. So it was, but I don't want to go down that. Jesse,
sold?
I do want to find out. I want to find out from our fans if there's a more, if there are any Simpson gifts more popular than those two. I'm intrigued. Now, getting back to thank you, Jason, for finally. Usually, I'm the one that gets us off course. I didn't realize you were such a trucker, an off-road trucker. Next thing you know, you're going to say you're ice road trucking while you're lumberjacking. To, like, everything nobody thinks of you as. Everybody thinks of you as a soft sports rider that doesn't leave your basement. Next thing you know, you're logging and you're monster truck rallying. I don't know what the hell's going on
Simpsons
here today.
Which Simpsons character do you most identify with? Because I think I'm Chief Wiggum.
That's actually really good. If you could stop distracting. Springboard Sunday!
Jesse, what? Before I get into Springboard Sunday, what would be the last recreational thing you would think the Wilde family would go to besides a monster truck rally?
A tractor pull is really good.
Yes, it is. No way would he go a tractor pull.
WWE.
Meat raffle. I don't think they would go to a
meat
raffle.
Yeah, he would not do a meat raffle. Yeah. There are a bunch of vegans in that house. Yep.
Like a strongman competition. Pretty much
he wouldn't like that.
Anything
either.
They would have at those outdoor games in Hayward. The Wildies would be pretty far
That's
from.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like the log roll.
Far away from
the lumberjack
games.
And actually, there's some things that I would bet that. There's some things I bet Jason's kids would be really good at, like spinning on those logs when you're running on the water.
Shanna Verstegen, who's one of the all-time ghosts of that.
Magnus Vermagnussen, one of the all-time ghosts.
I'm not familiar.
All right, if I may.
Is he, that's the strongman thing where they're like sawing stuff, right? He's not log rolling, staying balanced in the water on the log.
He's lifting like
Magnussen.
Kilos of rocks. And he'd lift them and put them on platforms. Yeah, that was when the strongman was really the strongman.
When men were men.
Not,
yeah.
Yes.
I can't picture Jason at a NASCAR race. Like the Daytona 500.
Covered, no. I have covered NASCAR races. I'm not going to stand for this disrespect.
What?
Bush series.
Yeah, Matt Kenseth,
whatever the truck
probably.
Series was. Yeah. Yeah, I've covered them all. Been there, done that.
Oh, by the way, I am going to get – I'm getting to Talladega this year. That was one thing. So I got three things.
What?
Going to get to Oklahoma, going to get to West Virginia, and I'm going to a NASCAR race this year. So I have three things on my 26 checklist.
Is Talladega –
those things are all on it.
Is that a Sunday race so they could call it Springboard Sunday?
Maybe. God, thank you for finally letting me be – so for all the YouTube chatters that I can't correspond with for whatever reason – I'm sure you want us to, and I literally came and said, yeah, we got a little off skew yesterday with the volleyball talk and the cable guy and all that stuff. So I was all focused, and I sent you a very focused text. And shame on you, Jason, for not letting us get there. So I hope the YouTubers let you hear it for not being disciplined today. Springboard Sunday. This just feels like. The Green Bay Packers are sitting there, and you're ready to take that big jump. You're ready to get those springs if you're a little heavier when you're on a diving board. You get that big jump, and you take the leap, and it's then you're coasting in. Sunday is that springboard. Is this for the division? Is this for you go out, and you're springboarding ahead of the Chicago Bears, and you're not going to look back. The Lions had a good win last night. Kudos to them. They lost their safety to an Achilles. If they can dig, they'll be a 7th seed, and I think it's going to be tough sledding for them. It's not their year. The Bears are going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to be the North champs, and Sunday is going to be the start of that. I just feel like everything is kind of leading up to Springboard Sunday, where the Green Bay Packers, who have treaded water, they've enjoyed a couple of Mai Tais in the pool, they've enjoyed themselves, they've had some slips where they've slipped in the pool and people had to drag them back out. Now is the week. This is the start. This is the springboard to potentially the one seed, but for certain to the NFC North crown. Springboard Sunday is going to be that catalyst to do it, and it's going to happen in the cold. So that's the ironic part. You got to make sure you get out there far enough where the water's warm so you're not going to jump into a block of ice. Springboard Sunday. Springboard Sunday.
You've got to make sure you get far enough into the water where it's warm so you don't jump into a block of ice.
You don't want to be any ice.
Okay. You had me all the way up until that part of it. You lost me.
I was trying to add a little mixer at the end. Sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes
we're not
works.
All perfect like you.
Sometimes
we're not all perfect like
that's
you.
That's true. I know it's got to be frustrating to work with me. I understand.
It is. You're right. You are right about that, my friend.
Especially after 11:15. But you on the other hand, a peach. Just a total walk in the park.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
While the landing of the Springboard Sunday analogy may not have been ideal.
Not really an analogy, more of a story. I think it was more of a story. I think it's been the story of the season.
You likened the game to a springboard with extra springs for fat guys on the springboard. If that's not an analogy,
fat guy, put that down, Jesse. Fat guy joke. Put that down. Trying to get that awful analogy record up a little bit.
There's tons of them. From you. There are also tons of you telling us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And it might be hard to find a good bargain during the shopping season, but Pella wants to make everybody's holiday a little brighter and clearer through beautiful new windows. And you can ensure your home remains comfortable. It's been cold, no doubt about it, before all that brutal post-holiday winter. Santa's magical. His elves, they are not qualified to build Pella Windows and Doors. That's why you need Pella's elves. They install year-round. They can handle all of the complicated and the easy part of the installation from Pella. But hurry up. The deal ends on December 31st, and that deal, zero interest for up to 24 months. Hurry up again. Head over to PellaWI.com for your free, schedule your free consultation today. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
We will discuss in further detail Springboard Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. As we roll on Wilde and Tausch. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Get into this, what I would argue nonsense, but if it's what Mark Parsons needs, I am not here to judge him at all. I was thinking of Michael Jordan and LeBradford Smith as I listened to this, but we'll get into the idea that Micah Parsons has been disrespected a little bit later in the program, because 100% my fault. All my fault.
What is?
All my fault. It's not anyone's fault but mine. I derailed.
Accountability. I love it when you're accountable.
That's me, Truman. I derailed Springboard Sunday with my obscure Simpsons reference. And so I want to get back to this because I think, as much as it pains me to say.
You're right there.
What are you doing?
So, Paul, we got new flooring.
Here we go again.
For our basements.
Oh, boy.
And Paula was underneath the air hockey table putting some down. Apparently, she lacks the awareness to know that she is underneath the air hockey table and got up and bonked her head, which is not funny. It's not funny at all.
Why are you laughing?
Because she's laying on the floor laughing at herself. So I'm laughing with her, not at her.
Because she's unconscious under the air hockey. Nothing funnier than that.
I'll be back in a minute. I have to call 911. No, so.
Good one.
And again, I don't know.
Just wait, is this a new hobby of hers? Is just becoming a flooring installer? I know you guys are all looking for new hobbies. She's She's now like a puzzle making floor.
That's exactly what it is. It's the puzzle style.
Where you hammer it down. You have to pound
no,
it in?
It's a foam style. So it's more. It's literally a puzzle. They fit together.
That's a fun deal.
We're hosting the team gymnastics holiday party, so we're trying to get the house ready for that. You all right over there? Okay, she's okay. She's conscious. We're good.
You're putting in new flooring for a party?
Well, no. No.
That's
we had wanted
like.
To do it anyway,
okay,
and the way the Wilde family tends to work is, especially someone who's spent his entire life thinking about deadlines, is we're better when we have a deadline. So we've been putting this off, and now we're doing it because the party's coming up. Now,
so is this like a is this like an actual puzzle, or is this like? Because it would actually be great if you had a gymnastics floor where you're putting it together, and it's up. Oh, well, there's the arm. That's the bars. Oh, here's the pommel horse. Oh, let's make sure we put this piece together so it actually has pictures in the flooring.
No, there's no pictures in the flooring.
That would be fun.
It is a foam flooring that is a wood grain, so it looks like it's wood, but it's actually foam. It's really nice. It's very classy.
Gotcha.
And it was a Black Friday deal. So anyway, did you ever get the feeling that maybe an idea was just never meant to make it to market? Because I feel like between concussions, Simpsons references, I don't feel like Springboard
Sunday.
This
is about you. This ain't about me. I just tweeted out about Springboard Sunday. So I'm in on Springboard Sunday.
And I took full ownership.
I didn't anticipate talking about your flooring or your hatred of tractor pulls.
Like, hatred
I didn't
is the wrong
that.
Word.
That wasn't on the show sheet. Uh-huh. I'm looking. Show sheet. No, nothing saying on there.
In fairness, I don't see anything on the show sheet about Springboard Sunday either.
Well, Jesse put the show sheet together while he was waiting for UTEP in North Carolina to close up shop because he had an hour and a half to kill waiting for the cable guy last night. That also happened.
I would just like to give Springboard Sunday a proper respect because I do think that's exactly what this game is. The Packers season ends with this game on Sunday. Then they play at Denver. Then they're back with the Bears in Chicago at Soldier Field. Mm-hmm. Then they've got the Baltimore Ravens, who are going to have a hell of a lot to play for the way the AFC North is playing out.
They're so bad right now, though. They're so bad.
They are, and that'll be at Lambeau. And then they finish up against J.J. McCarthy, theoretically, and the Vikings. I don't know who this was. I think it's one of those kind of fake insider accounts that have cropped up now and tricked a few people. It said that the Vikings fear that quarterback J.J. McCarthy has cleared the concussion protocol and will be ready to go for Sunday, which I thought was
not very.
I thought
it
wasn't
very
nice, but it was. I saw you smiling. You appreciated the humor. I think your idea.
So Wilde does think concussions are funny.
Don't do that, Jesse. Don't do it.
11:15, not at 9:27.
Twice in one segment.
That's true.
That's a lot of bad injuries. Yeah. I do think that this is going to be fascinating to see what if they win, and I believe they will, what it does for them moving forward because they could. They're already on a 3-game winning streak after being 5-3-1. This runs that winning streak to 4 if they do win, which I don't think is a gimme by any means. But that you got momentum. You got a coach who's been really good, just like Mike McCarthy before him and Mike Holmgren before him. And I think Mike Sherman as well. Really good in December, especially at home. So there's, you know, they've only got one home game left after Sunday, but I think they're poised to be in a really good spot. But I'll be curious to see if they win and win convincingly in Springboard Sunday. Will Mark Tauscher, who predicted a loss at Denver when the schedule came out in May, stand by that prediction? Or will the Springboard overcome that? That's the question.
The Springboard to me is, are you either going to be, because you could have made the claim that it was Springboard last week too. There's a lot of spring because you're either, you could also say it's a fork in the road. Like there's 100 different ways to kind of go about doing it. Detroit, if they wanted to win the division, which obviously they did, they needed to springboard out last week. They didn't. And now they're treading water trying to get in the playoffs. That same water that Dan Campbell tried to drag us out into a couple of years ago, he's now treading water, maybe going to make the playoffs as a 6 or 7 seed. I think this game is going to be very similar for the G&G. You're a game and a half back if you end up losing to these boys this week, right? You'd be a game and a half back?
Yes.
With the Bears having a home game against you, It will be very difficult. Not saying we can't, but it'll be very difficult to win the division if we don't win this game Sunday. That's the springboard. And then you're all of a sudden going from, you win this game on Sunday, I believe you're winning the division. You're winning the division, you're going to be a 1 or a 2 seed. That's how I see this shaking out. That's the jump or the spring that is going to be launched on Sunday. And the Packers, I think, are in as good of a spot. They're playing their best ball. Last Thursday was their best game of the year, bar none, from how they approached it, their resiliency, everything about it. And now they have to validate that, but this is one of those, if you find a way to get this done, everything that you've shot for in a regular season is right there, and you're going to have an opportunity to either get that most important 1 seed or, at worst, win the North and end up with a 2 seed.
The Bears' remaining schedule after Sunday is at home against the Browns, at home against the Packers, at San Francisco, and at home against the Lions. Those are their final four games. So three of their last four are at home. But I would argue that that is not, the Browns came up and bit the Packers in week 3, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. But there's some challenges there for them as well. That's why this is accurately described. I mean, it's probably a springboard for both teams, not just for the Packers, obviously. What is also not just for Packers fans is Tito's Vodka.
Tito's is for everybody. We all love Tito's, and we got a big game coming up. We got the Marquette. This could be a fun weekend with Tito's, too, now. We got the Marquette-Wisconsin game. We got a big tilt hockey-wise on Saturday night, and then obviously the Bears coming up to Lambeau. Oh, baby, it's going to be Bloody Marys. It's going to be cranberry. I don't know. Maybe you want to mix it in with a little coffee. It's a little chilly, a little hot chocolate. You know what? Tito's makes every drink better. Not only are they about great drinks, they're also giving back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's handmade vodka in it, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation, and it is crafted to be savored responsibly.
Our green and gold game preview is next. It's Will Dietzhausch.
We're on Badgers Volleyball.
Wisconsin goes Egan deep cross court.
Because we're on the postseason run.
Middle and Carter Booth finishes.
Hear every Wisconsin match in the women's volleyball tournament on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home for UW Volleyball.
God, what's the title of this song? Royalty Free number 6?
Free Music 15.
Yeah, that's my jam.
15's a good one.
This music has been great, by the way. I love this music. I think it's great.
I'm hoping it changes the way our stuff is consumed on various platforms. Speaking of consuming, every Friday, heading into a Sunday game, you get to consume our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold Game Preview.
Springboard Sunday, some are calling it. NFC North
Has
rivalry
it caught on
game.
Yet?
No, the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Storylines abundant with a 3:25 kickoff at Lambeau Field. Tausch, of all the storylines, what's the biggest one heading into Sunday's game?
Uh, the North on the line. There's like 100 storylines. This is why it's so fun to have this rivalry kind of re-engaged. But my favorite storyline I thought was going to kind of fizzle out, and then I heard Adam Stenovich yesterday. And he kind of threw a little bit more gas on that LaFleur-Ben Johnson fire with we'll see. How did he phrase it, Jason, about whether or not that we'll see? What did he say?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there.
At the press conference?
Yeah. So I had a one-on-one.
Oh, you're at the tractor pull. No. Up in Pestigo.
No, okay. I had a one-on-one with Jeff Hafley, and the only time that he could do it was during Steno's. So we're in this little green room that is off the media auditorium, and Steno gets done, and I think he only talked for like 6 minutes. And he walks in, and he sees me sitting there talking to Hafley. And as you well know, I have a long and distinguished history of offensive linemen giving me grief. And he just was all over me. What the hell is this? Well, I said, this is the only time Wallers could make him available. He's like, so you skipped my press conference to talk to him? It was great. Yeah. It was really fun.
You chose Hafley over Stenovich, which I think we all would.
Probably the right
one. I texted Steno afterward with a sincere apology, and I said, you should look on the bright side. You didn't have to endure any of my long questions. And he said, yes, next week. I can't wait to regret asking you why you didn't come and wishing you hadn't come to that one. So we're all good, but I missed his dousing
flames. There's a transcription.
Would you like
transcription?
Would you like to see Adam Stenovich?
I didn't realize this is absurd to me, but Jesse, what did Adam Stenovich say yesterday?
Well, why doesn't Adam Stenovich just tell you?
So I was wondering what you thought as a staff member when Ben Johnson said what he said at the press conference, and if you thought that was any kind of shot at the whole staff.
Yeah, you take it personal, for sure. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Oh.
That's fun.
I don't mean to be whatever. But the way that was presented to me, that was oversold to me. That does not sound like gasoline.
How is that oversold? Everybody's been downplaying it, and Stenovich basically saying right there, we're going to shove it up their blanks. We can get an opportunity to shove it up their blanks. We're shoving it up their blanks.
I must have missed.
You don't think
I must have missed the rest of the quote. Where is the "we'll shove it up their blanks"
read,
part?
You're 30 years in this business, and you can't read through that?
It's not 11:15.
Your job is to tell, as a conduit to the fans, is not to just say what they tell you. You have to see through and understand. Give us the real story. The real story there is Matt LaFleur obviously has been talking to his offensive staff about it. It is on the radar, and they want to shove it up the Bears' blank. That's what I just took from that. Jesse, am I crazy?
No, if Adam Stenovich, who doesn't have the same filter that everybody else in the building has, says they're taking it personal, then that's usually a little inside scoop that everybody is well aware of what has been said.
That's Wood County honesty right there. WCH. That's what that is.
BKW.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone has suggested this week that Matt LaFleur is neither aware nor slightly more motivated by what Ben Johnson said. I don't think anybody has said that that's not something that's on their radar. But I have a hard time imagining that outside of their offensive coaches' meetings, I don't think they're taking this to the players and saying, because I talked to multiple players about this, they're not using it as a rallying cry for them. So if it has intensified their preparation during the week as a staff, great. If Matt LaFleur, I would say you better be a little bit careful if you're going to pull out all the stops and do things you wouldn't normally do because you want to show Ben Johnson that you're the guy when it comes to offensive play calling. That can be a little perilous, in my opinion. But I don't think, while I appreciate Steno, who Jesse's 1,000% right, does not have the same filter that other coaches have. Him saying that they take it personal does matter, but I don't think that they are pouring gasoline on the fire. Had he said, we want to shove it up their tuckuses, then yes, that would be pouring.
That is what he said without saying it, though. All right, we'll move it along. Jason disagrees with me. I thought it was a peek behind the curtain into what's really happening at Lambeau. Is it going to be the main motivator? No. But if you think
that's all
that
I'm
Matt
saying,
LaFleur
so
and
we
Adam
don't
Stenovich,
disagree.
You're downplaying it. I'm saying it got upplayed by that quote. So we do disagree, which is all right.
What did Halfley say?
What did Jeff Halfley have to say about Rudy Ford?
Anything about taking that Giants job?
Penn State. Guess what? Penn State.
Yeah.
If I'm Penn State, I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm Penn State, I am all over the horn. But Jeff Halfley got out of that business because it's nuts. And so did the dude from Kansas State. It is a nutty, nutty world. So I don't think that's going to happen. But
Jeff Halfley.
Penn State's smart. They get after him.
Jeff Halfley was asked in his press conference as well, which I did attend because my one-on-one with him was after it was over. He was asked by Pete Doherty as well.
One-on-one with March, who I love, by the way. Retired, March.
She is retired. We got her Christmas card last week, though. We love March.
Halfway, awesome. Halfway Valley. Am I right?
Not bad.
Yeah, except he's not going back to college football.
He shouldn't. He shouldn't.
No. I don't think too much into it.
Ten and a half mil. What if they came in and said 10.5 mil for you, big half? You got a big old budget to work with. 10.5 mil and a big fat budget to work with up there in Happy Valley, in Halfley Valley.
Halfley Valley.
Introductory press conferences. At times you're trying to win the press conference. At times things come out maybe one way or the other. But I don't look too far into that stuff. Honestly, I'll leave that between those two, and we'll figure it out on Sunday. I did think the line, we'll figure it out on Sunday, was like Steno's line, saying something that there is something to it, but it's not the main motivator upon which you
exactly.
And I agree.
There's some there.
That's no one all. Said there wasn't. I think stopping the run is the key to the game, if you recall the question.
Yeah. Big storyline.
That wasn't the question. No. That wasn't the question. Y'all, don't be making up questions. You said, what's the main storyline?
Don't be making
it wasn't
up
keys
questions.
To the game.
Well, don't
Jesse
be making
asked,
up
what's the storyline? He didn't say anything about keys to the game.
I was just going to give him the benefit of the doubt there and assume that stopping the
Jason
run was the big storyline.
Words matter, Jesse.
Besides
always
Jordan Love and matter. Micah Parsons, meanwhile, here in our green and gold game preview, which player will most
and
impact
Ed Helms sucks.
The amount of success that the Packers have on Sunday? Maybe it comes with stopping the run.
Quay Walker. I'm going to go two people, Quay Walker and Coop. They've had, I think, a lot of free flow this year with the defensive line being, you know, doing a pretty good job. I think with Devontae being out, no LVN, it's going to be – they have to really decipher and understand what this run game that the Bears do. Because Jason's point, we've said it all week, when we have talked Packers and not tractor pulls and everything else, you stop this run game, you're beating the Bears. You stop this run game, you beat the Bears. And our linebackers need to not only react and go and make plays 3-4 yards down the field, they got to shoot gaps. And I think with having – Evan Williams in that back end as sure a tackler and what he's been able to do in run support, it does free your linebackers up to maybe be a little more aggressive and not, you know, wait around. You can get in that backfield because the key is get them out of normal down and distance. They're okay early in the game with 2 and 3 yard runs. They're not going to be okay with -2 and -3 yard runs because you get Caleb in 3rd and 5+. The Green Bay Packers are going to win this game handily. If you can get that more often than not, you're going to be in a great spot to win this game.
Stopping the run. I'm going to say Warren Brinson and Nazir Stackhouse, the two rookies from Georgia, who will be playing along with Carl Brooks and Colby Wooden as they do try to eat up blocks and allow those two linebackers that Tausch mentioned to flow to get the tackles on the running backs that they need to stop in order to win the game. Next!
We're going to run out of music here. The Packers move into first place in the NFC North and take down the rival Bears if blank. Fill in the blank, Tausch.
Yeah, stop the run. Jason just said it. All three of his answers for all three of these questions have been stop the run. And if we're being honest about what it's going to take to beat the Chicago Bears this weekend, the storyline, the keys to the game, and then they're going to win, it is stopping the run. Obviously, the Packers' offense is going to have to do its thing. But this team is led by its defense, and especially at Lambeau Field. And now it's December, and it's Springboard Sunday, and it's all of the things, football, the playoffs start after Thanksgiving, all of the things that we talk about. It is time. And it, you cannot let anything remotely close to what the Bears did to Philadelphia. That can't even be in the conversation. We need to play downhill. We need to take it to them, which is what Jeff Hafley's defense does. And if that is the case, the Green Bay Packers are winning the game.
I have not answered all three questions yet, and I'm going to answer this question differently despite previous reports. My third answer to my third question will be they can't turn the ball over on offense. Jordan Love has thrown three interceptions all season, which I know this violates the key to the game policy on this question or on this preview. But the Bears not only lead the league in takeaways, which Josh Jacobs was talking about how good they are at punching at the football as well, and he said, I don't plan on turning the ball over. But they've intercepted 17 passes. And one of the many reasons why the Packers' offense has been efficient and then made some big plays is because they have more plays because they don't turn the ball over. They're one of the best in the league at not turning it over. And Jordan Love had the strack in Dallas. I think he has one other fumble this season, and he's got three picks. If he doesn't turn the ball over, even if the Packers don't stop the run to the degree that they would like to, I think they still win the game. I think it's that simple. Because the Bears' defense in virtually every other category stinks.
Not great, Bob.
That is our green and gold game preview, such that it was. Tausch is going to tell us about what he and Sarah have going on with American Family Insurance. But first, we need a caller for Wildy and Tausch trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. I can tell you this, it will not be caller 225 after the way that played out yesterday.
No, it will not.
That was quite
Jesse,
the.
Jesse, was that a real pain in the? Was that a real pain in the?
No, it, Jesse. If I may, the problem is he was still continuing to take calls, and we had a glitch with Justin Garcia.
Yeah,
so,
but Justin put it on himself. It wasn't Jesse's fault.
I understand, but we still he needed to be available to try and work through that to resolve it, and he was still on like caller 171.
There is a time and place for caller 200, whatever.
Well, that sounds like condescending voice, Jesse.
No,
right
no, no,
there.
No, 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 no.
And it is a day that Jesse is taking
no,
off.
No, I'm saying we can have the fun. We just need to pick and choose when we want to have the fun. We can have ice cream. We just can't have it for every meal. Okay?
Thanks, Dad.
Great Lambeau moments in Packers-Bears history is today's trivia category. Who's picking the caller number?
I was giving you the opportunity to do it. But how great was that, by the way? That was a long pregnant pause, and Tausch didn't even jump in to fill the void.
That's good.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Brian Branch, just a little breaking news. Brian Branch, done for the year. Torn Achilles, which I know at Detroit Lions safety, really good football player. And I know we want to smoke the Lions and all of that, but I never like seeing that. It's unfortunate. Really good football player, and he is now done for the year for the Lions.
Josh Jacobs told a good story about him talking to Brian Branch after the hit on his knee in that game on Thanksgiving, cautioning him. Certainly he didn't like the hit, but Josh Jacobs also cautioning him, look, man, you're a really good football player. You're going to have a long career in this league. You got to be smart about the way you go about things. And he put his helmet right on Josh Jacobs' bad knee. And while Josh was certainly irritated about that, He also talked to him about the danger of doing that and playing that way. That had nothing to do with the torn Achilles, but I thought it was an interesting little insight into the kind of guy Josh Jacobs is.
Josh Jacobs, number 8, right?
Yep. Caller 8, call right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 8 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about AmFam.
Indeed, and Sarah and I, we have teamed up again with American Family Insurance to raise funds towards the American Family Children's Hospital through a virtual toy drive. We have until the end of this month. All donations will go towards therapeutic supplies, toys that help thousands of children and families across the country. And the beautiful part about it is, if we can raise $50,000, American Family Insurance will match every dollar donated up to that $50,000 through the end of this year. We're getting close. We're chipping away. Visit amfamkids.org to donate today. We get turn that $50,000 into $100,000 like that, all for the kids at the American Family Children's Hospital. Again, that's amfamkids.org.
Caller 8 for trivia. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Getting you ready for Packers-Bears on Sunday, 3:25 kick at Lambeau Field. Also remember the next matchup with the Bears at Soldier Field on Saturday, December 20th, has also moved. It is now a primetime 7 o'clock start or 7:20 start at Soldier Field. That's the time of those games. Now it's time on our show for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestants. Amid complaints that this number wasn't high enough to allow people that are streamers to participate.
Yes, we've created a monster.
Maybe next time.
That's on me. That's on me, Jesse. I'm going to hold myself accountable for trying to be inclusive and having more streamers.
You
that's
know what?
Me.
If we're always going to adjust everything to cater to the streamers, which I understand we want to do so, we can also make some adjustments still every now and then to cater to the radio audience, too.
Yeah, but the radio, fair. There's more to the story, but yes, fair. Paul Harvey.
Let's welcome in Sean and Sun Prairie. Sean, good morning.
Shawnee!
Good morning.
Sean, do you go by Shawnee?
My wife calls me Shawnee sometimes. Sure.
Aww, that's nice.
There we go.
So your wife nice. And Tausch. That's quite a team. All right.
That's good company.
It is. It's you there love them both, right? Great Lambeau moments in great Lambeau moments in Packers Bears history is the category. The first question is this: which current NFL head coach was the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears in Brett Favre's first start against the Bears in October 1992? Was that quarterback turned NFL head coach Jim Harbaugh, Kyle Shanahan, or Andy Big Windy City Reed?
Hey,
you got that right. Although Andy Reid had a pretty impressive punt, pass, and kick performance.
A legend,
if I recall.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Shawnee, question two is this. Prior to Caleb Williams in the final game of the regular season last year, who was the last quarterback? Great job on the phrasing here, Jesse.
Just for you.
Who was the last quarterback to start for the Chicago Bears in a game they won against the Green Bay Packers? Was that quarterback Mike Glennon, Jay Cutler, or Mitchell Trubisky?
I'm going to go with old Mitch Trubisky.
And you would be correct. Woo. The only thing I remember about Mike Glennon is when Frank Caliendo, friend of show, goes to the Raiders to visit, and him and Gruden are together, and he has a line about, we need a quarterback with more neck, man. We got ourselves Mike Glennon. Question three, and a chance for a perfect round, Shawnee, is this. What was the score of the final game of the 2010 regular season in which the Packers defeated the Bears to get into the playoffs and eventually went on to win the Super Bowl, including eliminating the Bears in the NFC Championship game? And if you were listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we talked about this game briefly, so you would have heard the score this morning.
Was it 10-3?
Shawnee!
Yeah, without even the...
Atta babe, Shawner.
Yeah, without even the option.
Shawner! Yeah. Hey, Shawner! Way to go, Shawner. Sean, you have gotten all three questions correct. That means you and your lovely wife.
12 for 12 on Wilde and Towish.
What? What?
Oh, yeah.
Put him in the bracket.
I should be
in the bracket.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need bracket entry.
All right.
Jesse, put him in the bracket.
What college football team would you compare yourself to, Sean?
North Texas.
Ooh. What football team? Current football team? Or what? It would have to be the 2011 Packers. Oh. 15-1. Oh. Well, even better than that.
13-0 until they lost in Kansas City. Does Sean seem trustworthy enough that he's not just...
I could say that
I'm 12. I've gotten all 12 of my questions right. That doesn't mean it's true.
Well, the great thing is Jesse can go through the archives, and I know he loves doing this.
Yes, he can.
He can fact check Sean.
He can do that while he's waiting for his pregame show to start when he gets to the Sweet 16 with Badger Volleyball, assuming they emerge
victorious. Yeah, I heard
they're going to do a
preseason game over there on tonight just to warm up the crowd so that people can. And then it's a half hour after that. They're doing Red Panda is coming in to do a little deal.
No.
What was that? What do you mean? Were you just riffing there?
I think he tried a little too hard there. Yeah.
Sean, you got four entries into the drawing later in the show. We appreciate your loyalty. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
That
is Sean. I do want our callers now that call in for trivia to give us their stats because we're not going to do the research. People have to be honest. But I think we need to start compiling a database so we can put this bracket together over March Madness. So
I think we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour, which will start in 2 minutes with the weekend preview. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN.